Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
The Morning Shift is brought to you by Greater Atlanta Erie McDonald's. Download the app for great deals.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Put it up. Baby, welcome back to the Morning Shift on this Friday. Sports Radio, 92.9 Game. Falcons getting ready for what we hope will be a corrective emotional experience. 1 o'clock kickoff hosting the Steelers. And both teams, of course, a lot of unknowns, a lot of new faces for the Falcons. New quarterback for both teams. Steelers have not won a playoff game since January 15th, 2017, so they're feeling a certain way.
Dang.
It's interesting to see that fan base when you read like the fan sites. They're neither overwhelmed or underwhelmed. They're just whelmed.
They're just there.
They're just kind of there.
Yeah. I'm a Mike Tomlin fan. All right.
It's like everybody has to say that before, you know, has it run its course?
But, well, I'm not saying it's run its course, but he's never won a playoff game without Roethlisberger.
Yep.
He's struggled without Roethlisberger. Now, the fact that they were a playoff team last year was a testament to him and what he is, you know, their record and everything. But, you know, if they continue to miss on the quarterback, do they get impatient with him?
I mean, because eventually it's on him. Like, the thing that you see around the NFL is where it's like, well, you know, this guy's a defensive guy, you know, it's the GM, this, that, and the other. Eventually, man, we've had the same conversation about Arthur Smith last year. Well, was it Arthur Smith or was it Desmond Ridder? Maybe it was, you know, 50-50, but that 1% to sway your vote one way or another comes down to the fact that Arthur Smith believed in Desmond Ridder. I mean, that's what it basically comes down to. So the head coach has to be the one responsible in the end because he's the one in charge of all of the, you know, all of the above. And so I'm with you, man. I have so much respect for Mike Tomlin. Met him at the combine, had a great conversation with him, sat in one of their hotel rooms. Mean Joe Green's in there, like all these other people.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
It was crazy,
dude.
Yeah. It was nuts, man. He's like sitting there with a sports coat on with Timberlands, and, you know, this is, of course, 15 some odd years ago, but he's just a good dude, man. And I'm rooting for him, but I am with you. You do wonder. You talk about the timeline of obviously head coaches in Pittsburgh. You got to be successful at some point, right?
Well, isn't it different to miss on a rookie than miss on two veteran quarterbacks that you brought in that you said one of these is our guy?
If you miss on two veteran quarterbacks, that's oosh.
But right though, I mean, I know what they are. Like, if you can't tell me that Mike Tomlin wasn't in on the decision of bringing Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, and look, they might work. I'm not saying they won't, but if they don't, he has got to be blamed for some of that.
I mean, I'm with you, but I look at it from a contractual standpoint, right? When you make the money plays that you do at the quarterback position, if you can get just enough from quarterback and you can pay every other freaking position because you're not paying a quarterback, then I think that's kind of how he looks at it. He looks at his guys that are on defense and some of the other elite players we've already talked about, and he goes, pay these dudes. All right, let's see if we can make magic happen, which is – honestly, exactly what Arthur Smith tried to do last year. Just didn't work out.
Well, Grady Jarrett was asked about the new guys, Mr. Judon and Simmons, and he kind of took a page out of Mel Gibson and Braveheart when he told his troops, just be yourselves.
Yeah, I mean, it's early. You know, at the end of the day, what they brought to the team is, you know, high level of skill. I mean, their resume speaks for themselves, so guys respect them off showing up. But I mean, I think those guys both will tell you. I mean, they want to go out there, play their best ball, and other guys are buying to that too. So I mean, we just I don't think we're doing a search on like you know. Like, it's just a natural thing is what I'm saying. So it's going to happen naturally, and them just being their best selves is all we need.
You know, I'm interested in seeing, you know, since clearly Falcons defense is very familiar with what Arthur Smith's tendencies are, how much of a wrinkle and how much of a different look will Arthur Smith try to give the Falcons since they do know him so well?
Well, and here's the one thing I will give credit to, because it always didn't happen last year, but Arthur Smith, I think he did do a good job of trying to play to his player's strengths in certain situations. I mean, you look at – he doesn't get enough credit, in my opinion, for what he tried to do with Jonnu Smith, right? I mean, Kyle Pitts, not doing all the right things as an inline blocker. Hey, let's line him up out wide, see if he can block a corner on a screen. That didn't work out, so let's run him on go routes, run the corner out. I mean, he tried to do with his strengths. So I think that you'll see some of that, hey, what does this guy do well? What does that guy do well? And the Falcons will have to react to that.
I thought he's always done. I thought that was the thing that – was intriguing to me when he came from Tennessee was how he took Derrick Henry from a guy who was splitting carries to, you know what? No, you're a bell cow. You're a feature back. Let's do that. The problem for me was that I didn't feel like he did that with a quarterback, because I don't think you're playing to a young Desmond Ridder's strengths by having him drop back in two-man pass routes that are long, slow and long developing in max protect. I just didn't think that really did him many favors, because – you're putting him up to either force it or take a sack.
I do want to get to the what we teased before the break just a little bit too, because there's one guy offensively that I will be locked in on. I think Bo already knows it. Rob, you want to take a guess? He's not even technically a starter the way that the Falcons line up their starters. But
you're going to tell me.
Yeah, Charlie Warner, right?
Ah.
Tight end two, but actually kind of an H-back, fullback kind of role. I am so intrigued with what they're going to do with a guy like that. He's an inline blocker, can line up on the line of scrimmage. We've seen him so many times, it seems like throughout training camp, doing the backfield motion, inserting in the line of scrimmage. You know, he runs search plays where we'll kind of peel back from the front side of a formation and insert in the backside B gap and kind of block for the cutbacks.
What's he going to do, you think? Because he didn't get the ball much in San Francisco. He's a blocker.
Well, that's my thing. And I want to see how they utilize him as a blocker and what actual skill areas they do. And Bo and I were talking about the Chiefs last night and how good of a job they did with,
it's Gray? Noah Gray.
Noah Gray.
They just re-signed, yeah.
And he's the same kind of guy, right? Mm. Noah Gray is an inline blocker. He's not going to have the yards and the catches that a Travis Kelce does, but the way they utilize him, quick screen game, you know, chipping on his way out, maybe catch a ball in the flats or over the middle. To me, Charlie Warner, I think it was very, very savvy that they go out and sign a guy like that because of the multiple things you can do with him inside this offense and the way he kind of unlocks things. So I think Kyle Pitts, I think he's going to have a great year. Drake London, I think the guy that unlocks everything to me will be how Zach Robinson utilizes Charlie Warner and what role he has offensively, because everybody else, Bijan, Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Darnell Mooney, Ray McCloud, Tyler Algier, whatever it is, Charlie Warner is the one guy, I think, in the centerpiece that really is doing a lot of the dirty work that most people won't be focused on.
You focus on those big names the Falcons have on offense. Charlie Warner's the guy come out and get you that third and 12 is what you're saying.
Yes. I just think that he's the guy that when you see the Falcons have an 8-yard gain from Bijan, he's probably going to be lead blocking, yep. Right? When you see the Falcons pick up a 3rd and 12, Charlie Warner's probably going to be chipping on the way out, right? He's going to be trying to get the defense of T.J. Watt's ribs. He's just the guy to me that he won't have the numbers. You won't pay attention to what his stat line is, but he will tell you a lot of what this offense will be kind of based around moving forward.
Yeah, I think if, anybody that was impressed with what Kansas City did, that's a good film study for you if you want to do that. I thought that was cool when you and I were talking about this morning. For me, it's Ray McCloud is a guy that I think he is so underlooked by this fan base. He's not even – I've had guys tell me, he wouldn't even see the field if it wasn't for Rondale Moore's injury. And I'm going to tell you something. That ain't true because Rondale Moore – was the one running with the twos before he was injured. Ray McCloud was running with the ones. He was doing things. I wonder if they could use, if you want to compare him to people you saw last night, how much does he get used even with a carry like Xavier Worthy did last night?
Right. No, I think you're spot on, and Xavier Worthy's got length over what Ray McCloud is, obviously a smaller body. But, look, man, and that's what's intriguing to me when you look at our wide receiver core. It's every single one of them has a different skill set. Right, every single one of them is different. I honestly, to be honest with you, Bo, I would look more for Darnell Mooney kind of being the Xavier Worthy role because I think that's exactly what he fits as far as him running, being a low 4.3 speed and longer body, big strides, getting end arounds and things like that. I think he's going to be a lot of fun to watch in that role.
How drastically different is the offensive philosophy this year compared to Arthur Smith, you think?
I don't think it's as drastic as most people want to think, right, because – we've talked about this before. It's the same offensive line, same offensive line coach. And from what I've seen, for the most part, it looks like they've kind of – Zach Robinson's kind of stepped to Dwayne Ledford, the line coach, and been like, what do we do well? Let's kind of stick with that.
Yeah, if I have to hear another person tell me, they're going to be an 11 personnel a lot this year. It's going to be way different. I might put my head through this double-pane glass window we have up here because I think people just make up stuff because – they think it's going to be an air raid type offense because for some reason in their head, they think that's what LA has done with Sean McVay. It's not really accurate. I mean, how dependent is San Francisco and LA on the tight ends and the H-back type usage of a Noah Gray, like Kansas City use and you go to Kansas City? I think it's this offense to me is going to be, I would like to think, a chameleon each week. And to where it's going to shift based on what the other team does well.
I'll be honest with you. I'm expecting a lot of 11 personnel. I mean, because that's what that is. When you look at
no, I understand,
Charlie
but
Warner
it's
in,
just like
that's kind
people.
Of what we're talking
that's
about.
Become a cliche thing to say because people just want to throw it out there because they heard someone else say it, and there's no substance behind it. I think just because they're in that personnel doesn't mean they're not running the football.
Well, and that's the thing is, too, and this has kind of been talked about to our blue in the face, but 11 personnel for the Atlanta Falcons doesn't necessarily mean 11 personnel for everybody else. It doesn't mean Charlie Warner's in the game. It means Kyle Pitts might be in the game as 11 personnel, and you might be doing a lot of different things with him. So this is a team that 11 personnel can mean multiple things.
Especially
in terms of the way
based on who your quarterback is.
Exactly.
And that's kind of the point is I think it's just – well, what do you think is going to be different with the offense? They're going to lose a lot of 11 personnel, and then that's it. Like, well, what do you mean? What does that mean? And I don't think anyone knows. I think it's going to be an offense that is based on what you're going against each week.
I still think it's a lot more 11 personnel than it was 21 like last year, but all the things they did out of 21 last year will be done out of 11 this year. Wide zone with Charlie Warner either, sliding to the backside or, attach the line of scrimmage on the front, chipping up to the next level, inserting. I mean, that's – you can do a lot of different things with two different tight ends because that 11, that's one tight end. But Kyle Pitts, way different than Charlie Warner, and they might be the same kind of personnel group, so you never know.
I'm going to really keep an eye on Charlie Warner on Sunday. I didn't really think about him. That's fascinating.
Well, right. He was one of the most excited. Zach Robinson was the most excited about adding him when I talked to him off the record as anybody.
That shows his versatility. All right, we're going to come back and make some picks. And also, the greatest tie in NFL history – and it happened 22 years ago between the Falcons and Steelers. That's coming up next on the Morning Shift. This hour brought to you by Morgan. And Morgan, by the way, there you go, Day-Day.
Ding!
Sports Radio 99 again.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.